Kia ora, Geneva.
Surprise.
Surprise.
It's me.
Are you here to do your BFM show?
I'm a bit late. Usually Morning Glory's at 10 a.m, but yeah. I thought I'd just come in on the drive.
It's good. Like, some people do that. It's real diligent.
I mean, but to those of you who are waking up right now,
yeah.
Good morning.
I mean, this is what BFM is for. It's for every type of person. Anyway, what we're really doing today is we're chatting to you about a very special show, and we played your wonderful single Peki Peki because you're performing at this very special show.
Yes.
I wondered if you'd mind telling us what it was.
Yeah. It's called Waiata Mai, and it's a fundraiser for Riti Mana Kohanga Reo. It's it's got a great lineup and an incredible guest MC. We've got Mohi Jordan with a Y, myself, and also Anna Coddington.
The amazing.
And we'll be MC'd by the amazing Moana Maniapoto. So very lucky to be part of that. It's going to be at the Tuning Fork on the 20th of September at 7:30. Doors at 7:30.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Let's unpick this a bit.
Yes.
Rewind. Tell us from the start, what is this thing?
Sounds
incredible.
Thing? Well, Riti Mana was a kohanga reo that I actually went to in 1993. So it was the beginning of my Māori education, and I became, I guess, immersed in not only like the Te Ao Māori, but also it was an opportunity for me to continue or begin my journey into learning te reo in an urban landscape. So it was really there for a lot of kids who grew up in the middle of the city and needed somewhere to go. And it was actually like a multicultural place as well. It's at Richmond Road Primary. Mm. They have different units for different languages. They had French, Samoan, all kinds. And it's still moving like that in this very like multicultural space. So yeah. The school itself has always been like a place of like very warm memories for me. Riti Mana is a very formidable kohanga reo now. It's total full immersion. At the time that I was there, it was like a puna reo, Everyone was kind of like, you know, making the best of it, but like we were very much the beginning of the kohanga reo generation.
Yeah.
All those years ago.
Amazing. Yeah. I've been, and lots and lots of friends are sending their kids at a primary to the same sort of thing now. It seems like it's getting increasingly common.
Yeah. So now we're having children and we're like, where should my kid go? I mean, I considered like moving back into town and just taking my son there. So, you know, it's a great place and it had a great reputation. And yeah, they need some money. They need fundraising. So they put on this concert.
Cool.
And that's what I'm here for.
That's awesome. And let's talk about you for a second, because we did just play that song, single Peki Peki, which came out at the end of August.
Oh, it was for New Zealand Music Month.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, so, but there's a remix. That's what we're talking about.
Yes.
There's a slowed down remix that's just come out.
Yeah, one of the artists who is part of Peki Peki, shout outs, Samara Olofa, made a slowed remix of Peki Peki. So created something that was, I don't know, just a nice kind of new moon something to listen to when there was like low energy levels, and I think it worked very nicely for the beginning of August. Everything gets a bit hectic from now on. It's springtime. Happy springtime.
Yeah, happy springtime to you.
Yeah, and I thought it would be a good way to begin that particular period of this year, because we don't know what's going to happen next.
We really don't.
No. So that's what that was for. It was just like an affirmation.
But I did hear a rumour about what's happening next, which is that you're recording an album.
Yes, yeah. Peki Peki is actually the title track of an album that I'm working on at the moment. And it's due for a 2025 release. Not sure when yet, but I'm deciding whether or not it's going to be an EP or an album. And yeah, it's a really fun thing to start working on and begin. So.
Oh, I've been loving what you're doing.
Thank you.
So tell us a bit more about some of these other people playing at this amazing fundraiser.
Well, yes. So Jordan with a Y and Mohi are both very amazing up-and-coming artists and have got already like so much music under their belt. They're also, I think, up for... is Jordan with a Y and Mohi up for APRA Silver Scroll for the Maioha Award?
I have to have a look.
I know Jordan is, and I know that Mohi has had his flowers as well. in many regards.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Anna Coddington, coveted New Zealand artist, and just, yeah, really amazing person. So it'll be good to see her again.
Totally. And yeah. That most recent album from Anna was just wild.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just and out of nowhere, just boom. Sublime.
If you don't know the album we're talking about Te Whakamiha, and that is, I believe, what we're listening to now, or at least the next song is going to be. I'm going to crank up the next song.
Yes, of course.
And yeah, in Moana.
And Moana Maniapoto, who I've always looked up to. I actually went to school with her son, Hikurangi, whose child now goes to Ritimana. So beautiful connection. But yeah, it's really nice to be growing up around all of these incredible people like Moana, and who really spearheaded the movement in their own way. So yeah, I am also a huge fan of Te Ao. I really love what she's doing on that show. So yeah.
She's just a badass.
Yeah.
Do you know, you might know the story or might not, but I heard that in the 90s, Moana had asked why she didn't get funding for one of her songs, and she was told by the funding body that they didn't fund foreign language music.
Yeah, yeah, there was a weird contention for a while of what Māori actually was and how did that sit in as an indigenous language here if no one spoke it, or
yeah,
you know, only some people speak it. And yeah, it was real touch and go for a while there, but honestly, I'm so proud of our previous generation and everyone before us who did their best to hold on to it, because now, you know, we're a lot stronger and now we're having kids too, so.
So look out.
And, yeah, the 2030s are going to be crazy, man.
Can't wait. Well, in some ways I can. I'm a bit scared about the future, but in this respect, it's pretty exciting.
You know, after becoming a parent, I feel really optimistic.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Man.
I know.
It's parents that I'm looking to for certainty that it's going to be all right. Yeah. So thank you.
Yeah, I have to believe that it's going to be all right.
Yeah, I think it will. Yeah, it's just, as you said, a blip.
It's a blip, yeah. Colonialism's a blip in our whole history, so.
All right. Well, shall we go out with some powerful Anna? And
yes.
Let's not forget to tell people again the basics and also where they can get tickets to this incredible event.
Yes, so you can get tickets to Waiata Mai, the fundraiser for Ritimana, on Moshtix.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at the Tuning Fork, 7:30, 20th of September. Please come along, please buy a ticket, bring your friends, bring your family. Yeah. We're going to have fun.
You got all those details right. I was just reading them off
Did
the screen.
I? Yeah, oh,
you got
them
exactly right, actually.
I memorised them.
If you didn't catch them, though, please give us a shout, 309-3879, and be most happy to inform you about where to go and when. Thank you, Geneva, for coming all this way.
Yeah.
Did you catch a ferry all the way just to come and have this
interview? I did. Oh, and also to go to Japan, Matt. Because
okay.
You got to get your pickles and
You do. You don't know how right you are. Thank you so much, and I'll see you on Friday the 20th at the Tuning Fork. Here's Anna Coddington. Love it.
die in shame.